Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest, Margaret Slepsky. Good morning to you, Margaret.
Good morning.
Exciting time coming up this weekend.
Coca-Cola
Day. Yes. And of course, if there's somebody who doesn't know Margaret, I would call her the lifelong supporter of the Coca-Cola events, museum, and all those things. And so, Margaret, let's talk, though, first about what's happening this weekend. When? Kind of give us the schedule.
We have our Iowa Collectors. They're celebrating their 35th birthday from being originated. And they're coming in Thursday night. And then Friday, some of the other people will come in. But the collectors have been meeting here now, I think, 25 years, maybe?
25 out of 35, that's a long time.
Yeah. And we are just so happy to have them because they just bring a new life to Atlantic. But then they love our community, too, because they said that when they got organized 35 years ago, they had been to several places around the state, and Atlantic just opened their arms and welcomed
them. Hey, good. So that's a great plus. And, of course, you've just kind of built on that, too, because you kind of keep adding things. So you mentioned when the collectors come in, and you do have an official collectors meeting.
They have several meetings during the weekend.
Okay. But this is for more than collectors.
Right. It's for people who just enjoy Coca-Cola.
Yes. And meeting people from all over. I know that people come from all over the world.
Yeah, they do. We have a compiled list of that at the museum, but I didn't bring it with me today, but we've had a lot of people. We have a really special couple that has been here. This will be their third year from Canada. And they found out about us when they went to the national meeting in Atlanta, and they talked about Atlantic. That's sort of confusing to people.
Yeah, you really have to listen, yes.
But they parked out at Sunnyside in their little Airstream that was decorated as Coca-Cola, and it was just really fun. They were there here a week. They just loved the area.
Well, great.
So that's good for our businesses down on Main Street, too, that we have people come in and spend some money here.
You bet. I'm sure that wasn't the original thought behind this, because you really wanted to let people know about Coca-Cola and all those kinds of things, and host that Coca-Cola collectors group. So that's been going on. And so, you know, it's kind of, I'm kind of silly maybe, kind of like if people are coming from all over the world, maybe the local folks ought to check in for a little bit too.
You would not believe how many of my friends have never been to the museum.
Okay.
I got to go one of these days, they say.
So let's talk about the museum. When is the museum open?
Well, we have about 20 volunteers that stagger their hours, and we are open from 1 to 4 on Saturdays through the summer warm months, and then we close early November and don't open until May.
Okay, but if I have some friends come to town?
We have a group coming in Tuesday after Coca-Cola Days from Council Bluffs, and they'll be here at 10:30 Tuesday morning, so...
So what do I do if I come, you know, I know I have family coming and I want to come to the Coca-Cola Museum. It's not on Saturday. Am I going to be able to see it?
Well, we would prefer you call before you get here. We would prefer not to have you standing in front of the door calling us and saying we'd like to go in, because then I have to find someone or I can run down if I'm there. But a little advance notice is good.
Okay, and how do we let you know? Is the chamber one?
The chamber is open during the week, but on weekends when people are out traveling around, they are not available. So then we have a couple cell phone numbers on the front door that they can call.
Okay, so plan ahead, but if you don't, why there are those phone
numbers.
We'll try
to accommodate, yes.
And I understand you have a brochure that talks about the museum and their contact numbers on that also.
Right.
And I'm guessing they have those at the chamber. And, you know, if you're visiting in town, it would be a good idea to just pick one of those up in case you...
And we've had a lot of class reunions use that as part of their weekend, and they come in and look around, and they're amazed at what we have.
Yes. And I think, you know, when you first go into the museum, that's not a very big room, and you go, oh, well, this isn't so big. But then it goes on and on.
And we're
on.
Only using half of the building now, and we're ready to expand a couple more rooms because... Everybody has grandparents or great-grandparents. They clean out their attics eventually, and they bring in things. They think we could use them, and we love that. But if we have duplicates, then we sell the duplicates of those things so that we can raise a little money to keep the electricity and the water running.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we forget that it's not just the original that takes money, but you've got to keep that going.
Right.
Yes. Cleaning. And...
Well, Coca-Cola has been in existence for about 125 years now, maybe a little longer. I think it was in 1886, 87, something like that. But so everybody has something and has remembering things about Coca-Cola in their family or their grandparents'
mm-hmm.
family.
Mm-hmm. And if they want to come and see things during Coca-Cola days, we've mentioned the collectors, but you also have a place where people can come, look around, buy something that they'd like, and even have lunch.
Yes. Well, we don't serve the lunch. You can cater it. We have had the vintage cars came through, and we served about 180 that night, and we had ice cream floats, Coke floats as well.
Okay, and that
it.
Was at the museum.
Uh-huh.
But isn't there still...
Little sororities and little meetings of 20, 25 people we can handle seating.
Okay.
And they bring their own refreshments usually.
Okay, and that's a good thing to know because I know people do like to come mm-hmm. and visit, and that's a good way to get there. You know, if you, one of those people would say, well, I just haven't gotten there. If you're in a group...
Or a lot of my friends don't want to clean house anymore and have their own group at their house, so they bring you.
Good point. Now, on Saturday, isn't there a place where people can come, the part of the Coca-Cola building, not the museum, where there are exhibits? Or am I wrong about that?
Okay. The Herring Building across from Fairway and the Armory. Well, I call it the Armory.
Yeah, everybody calls it the Armory.
Will be open from 9 to 5 on Saturday.
On Saturday.
The collectors themselves are bringing in their exhibits on Friday, and we have the barbecue down at the depot from 5:30. Actually, then by between 6 and 8, they'll be open for there's a
everybody.
Price to go in that night, I think.
But again,
but it
everybody's...
is included in the price of your barbecue.
Okay, okay.
So it's free on Saturday.
Okay, so come to the Herring Building, as you said, that's on Walnut Street, right at the... Well, I think it's the end. Depends on whether which way you go, north or south. But what I think of is the end of Walnut Street. And as you said, and I asked Margaret if I could say this, on that same weekend, there's going to be a big garage sale at the Armory, the American Legion Memorial Building. So come on over and see what's going on there. You can do both things.
I do want to say that the museum is all of our volunteers are serving the lunch at the Herring Building, and we'd appreciate all your people going to the Armory to come over and have lunch and
you
look
bet.
Around too.
Yes, do both things and support both groups. So, Margaret, how long has you've talked about the collectors, but how long have you been doing Coca-Cola Days?
23 years, maybe.
Uh huh.
I was president of the chamber, and I was also on the community promotion, and we decided we needed something to do to bring up people. Like the Mermaid in Elkhorn, or the Windmill in Elkhorn, and Kimbledon mm-hmm. has a Mermaid, Albert the Bull,
right?
Know, and Griswold has 5 museums now. And so we thought we needed something to bring people into Atlantic, and it's worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously, when you talk about where people are coming from and staying, you know,
yes.
Some people in and out, but some people are staying for several days.
They book the collectors themselves that come in for the convention, book the hotels when they leave the year before, so they know because there are people that have to go up on the interstate and into Elkhorn even.
Okay. Now, I think in the past there's been a parade.
We're not having a parade.
I want to make that clear so people...
Last year it was just one parade after the other, and so we decided we'd drop out. I'm sure if we get a lot of feedback, we'll put it on again. Otherwise, not this year.
Not this year. So don't...
Get your costumes ready.
Right. I was going to say, Mom, if you're thinking about that costume, because I know there have been some wonderful costumes, keep your ideas for another year.
Cause right.
It likely will be back. So, Margaret, just for folks in the area, and of course we do have collectors that live here too. They don't all have to yeah. come from somewhere else. But if we are a general public type of person, Friday night barbecue is one opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's at the depot?
Depot outside, yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like a picnic barbecue.
Okay, okay. And then on Saturday, we can go to the Herring Building.
9 to 5.
Okay. And, of course, that's on Walnut Street.
Then the collectors have a convention and a dinner meeting at the Elks that night. And then Sunday, they have a business meeting back at the Herring Building. But
okay. But for public, basically Friday night and Saturday mm-hmm. would be the time to participate. So, again, it's one of those kind of, well, it's not really hidden. It's right there on Walnut Street, but stop by the museum, make an appointment if you want to bring a group, check out the museum. But you know, check out Coca-Cola Days Friday night or Saturday and come and see what's going on.
Thank you.
Yes, you bet. So until next time, here's the Coca-Cola theme for this year.
Coca-Cola knows no thirst has, oh dear, what did I tell you? Did you write that down?
No, I didn't.
Thirst knows no season.
All right. Thank you very much, Margaret Slefsky, for visiting with us today.